Gemara had a shaila, who on Mishnah goes? Mishnah says, Akok Shem Likros and Giva Kut Vecheir Shot of the cotton. And the Yehuda is Machshir Bekotten. So first the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is of Yossi, that holds that you have to hear what you say. And therefore a Cheirish, who is deaf but can speak, is not kosher to read the Megillah, because he can't hear what he's saying. The test on the base of the body. Let me get my train of thought. Okay, in any case, so the Gemara says, no, maybe it's what's called Rabbi Yehuda. And even Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chatzila, a person has to hear what he's saying, but the Evadi Yotze, and the Mishnah is talking the Chatzila, HaKok Shem, because I'm a Gila, the Chatzila, except for a Cherishot to the cotton. And Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir B'Katan, the Gemara says, is talking about a cotton Shigil L'Chinuch, and Rabbi Yehuda says in the beginning, and since the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the beginning is cotton Shalo Higil L'Chinuch, and a cotton Shigil L'Chinuch is okay. Gemara says, now the problem. The Mayo Kimtik, Rabbi Yehuda, Udi Evid, we're saying now the Mishnah could go like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah is talking only L'Chatchila, but B'Di Evid, it's okay. Elohad Tani Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi Cheresh Hamedaber Ve'eno Shomea Torim L'Chatchila Mon. Now that which Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi said, that a Cheresh who can speak but can't hear can take Truma L'Chatchila, and that means he can make the bracha, right, on Truma. So he can do it L'Chatchila. Who's that go according to? Right, we can't make new machloksin, right, to say there's three shitas, right, without having a raya that there's three shitas. Now, there's one shita is that you yotze afila l'chatchila. Another shita that you yotze only b'di'evet. Another shita you yotze afila b'di'evet. There's a classic machlokus of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. We're saying now that Rabbi Yehuda holds l'chatchila not, but b'di'evet yes. And Rabbi Yossi holds afila b'di'evet not. But nobody holds l'chatchila. Can you make a bracha without hearing it? So who is this, what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, who said the Cheresh HaMedaber, the Eino Shomea, Torin L'Chatchila, who does he go according to? Rabbi Yehuda D'Evid in L'Chatchila Lo, Rabbi Yossi D'Evid Nomila. If he holds like Rabbi Yossi, B'Di'evid Afilu, you're not Yotze. And if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, at least L'Chatchila, you have to hear what you're saying. So how can he hold that you can make Truma L'Chatchila and make a Bracha when, what's it called, when there's nobody holds like that? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, Afil L'Chatchila. Elamai, we have to go back and say that no, the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Afil L'Chatchila, you're allowed to make a bracha without hearing it. Elohada Tanya, so now we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds L'Chatchila, you can make a bracha even if you don't hear it. Elohada Tanya, how about this brisa? Lo Yivorech Odom Birkas HaMazon Belibo. Person should not say Birkas HaMazon Belibo. Right, and over here, Belibo, according to most Rishonim, means that he says it, but he doesn't hear it. That's called Belibo. Because Belibo Mamish, where he didn't say anything, that's a different machlokas. That's a machlokas of Hirur Kedibor, or Hirur Lav Kedibor, and Pashas, the machlokas of Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, even though there are other ways of learning, is Dafka, according to the Man de Omer, who holds Hirur is Lav Kedibor. Because if Hirur is what's it, that's according to Man de Omer, who says that Hirur is Lav Kedibor. Because if hearer is kedibur, then surely if you didn't say any, if you said it and didn't hear it, you yotze. There's other ways of learning, like I said, but we're not no game now. So that's a separate shayla. So here, belibo means that you said it so low you couldn't hear it. V'im birif yotze. That's a b'di'evet. B'di'evet, you yotze. So money. So now we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that l'chatchila you could do it without hearing. And the Rabbi Yossi holds Afila B'di'evet, you're not Yotze. So there's nobody who holds L'Chatchila yes, and B'di'evet, L'Chatchila no, and B'di'evet yes. So who's this price? Money, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, Afila L'Chatchila. We're saying now that Rabbi Yehuda holds Afila L'Chatchila, you can say it without hearing. Here, Rabbi Yossi, Afila D'evet, nomilo. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not Yotze, Afila B'di'evet. So who is this price? So whenever we turn, we have a problem. If we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that L'Chatchila, you can't, and only B'di'evet, this b'risa of Birkas HaMazon comes out okay. But the b'risa of Truma, the Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, doesn't come out okay. because he holds even l'chatchila is okay. So we have quite a few sources. Some seem to say that l'chatchila not, some seem that l'chatchila yes, and that's a shaila now. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Mor says la'olam Rabbi Yehuda l'afil l'chatchila. Really, l'chatchila by benching, right? You could say what's it called l'chatchila. V'lo kasha hadidei hadarabe, right? That Rabbi Yehuda what he said in his own name is one halacha. When he said the name of his rebbe is a different halacha, right? Let's see Rashi. V'mayo kimta k'Reb Yehuda, v'ashmaslon dechi omer Reb Yehuda v'lo hishmiel li'ozo yotze b'di'evit k'omer v'lo l'chatchila. Right, we said till now that the Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, and that which it says that the chayr shol to the cotton can't read the Megillah, it's only l'chatchila. B'di'evit, it'll be okay. Right, and even l'chatchila, cotton shigil l'chinuch is okay. And a cotton shaloi gil l'chinuch, and a shota, even b'di'evit not, but the fact that it says by a cheresh is different than what the halacha is by a shota and a cotton. Right? Cheresh is only l'chatchila, shota and cotton afilu b'di'evit not. That's what the Gemara said. Elohavetan, yatorim, bafo bishutorek levorek, ve'ein oznav shomos, abrocha shumos yubipiv, l'chatchila can take off truma. That means l'chatchila can make the bracha. So who does that go according to? We're saying now that even Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to hear what you're saying l'chatchila. And here we're saying that l'chatchila, you don't have to hear what you have to say. Ela my boys l'meim, went to Rabbi Yehuda the omer below hishmi eli ozno yotso afil l'chatchila. Ela my, what are you going to tell me then? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that even l'chatchila you don't have to hear what you say. And there, ki heichet etekum hod Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozzi alibay. And then we say that that which Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozzi said goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That even l'chatchila you're allowed to make a bracha even though you can't hear. And the fact that they argue by b'di'evid is only to tell me the koch of Rabbi Yossi that even b'di'evid is no good. But in a chinami, Rabbi Yehuda holds that afilu l'chatchila it's okay. Now, it's not just the im hishmi eli ozno yotzer lo yotzer. It's afilu l'chatchila you're allowed to do according to Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokas though is b'di'evid to tell me the koch of Rabbi Yossi that even b'di'evid is no good. Elohavitanya, then we have a problem. We have another brisa. The other brisa says that only l'chatchila, that only b'di'evid are yotzei birkas hamazon. But l'chatchila not. So who's it go according to? We're saying now Rabbi Yehuda holds even l'chatchila. Rabbi Yossi holds even b'di'evid not. So who's the one who holds in between? Where it says, la'olam Rabbi Yehuda. La'afila l'chatchila machshir. Really, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that even l'chatchila, you could say a bracha without hearing it. Umasnis and Rabbi Yossi. And then we have to go back, and our Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yossi. Because our Mishnah says the Feirish, Akok Sher Mekosa Megillah, Kutz Mecherish Yotz Mekotten, right? At least the evidence, at least the Chatchila is not good. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that. So it has to be Rabbi Yossi, and Afilu B'Dievet is no good. But Afilu B'Dievet lo. Behai the Torah in the Chatchila Rabbi Yehuda, right? And therefore the case of the Truma, which says even the Chatchila you can make a bracha without hearing it, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a shita. Aye, the case of Birkas HaMazon that says only b'di'evid can you do it, but not the Chatchila. So who does that go according to? The Rabbi, Mishmosh, Lebelozim, Ben Azariah, Omra, Shetzorech, Lahashmiya, Bahai, Lish, Lemashma, the Chatchila, B'di'evid, Lo. Right, that which the Braisa says, Lo Yivorech, Odin, Birkas HaMazon, Belibo, the Imbirach Yotza, right, that is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That in the name of his Rebbe, there is a third Shita. There's a third Tana. There's Rabbi Yossi, Afilu B'Dievet, no good. There's Rabbi Yehuda himself who holds even the Chatchila. And there's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Chatchila, not the B'Dievet, yes. Mara says, Netanya, and where do we find that there's such a shita? Netanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishun, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hakori Yishma, Tzorosh Yashmi Eli Ozno, Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? Hashmei Elo Ozno, Choma Shatamot Vipicha. Right? That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if you read Shema, you have to lechatchila hear what you're saying. Right? Because it says, Hashmei Elo Ozno, Hashemot Vipicha. Meir Omer Asher Anokim Itzavcho Ayom Al Levavecho Achar Kavonas Haleid Hein Hin Advarim. Right? Rav Meir holds that what's it called, that even lechatchila, the kavan is enough. You don't have to have dibur. Now that we came to this, we can say that Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and he holds that lechatchila you have to what's it called hear what you're saying. Yehuda and we have another shita now. We have Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that even lechatchila you don't have to hear. Right? That's the machlokus between Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rav Yehuda, the name Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and Rav Meir. Who the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds the chatchila you have to hear. Rav Meir holds a little bit of the chatchila you don't have to. So now we have another Tana who holds even the chatchila. So now we can say that the Rav Yehuda himself can hold that, like he says in his name of his Rebbe, that only b'di'evad or yotzei, but not the chatchila. And the Mishnah could be even Rav Yehuda, and it's talking the chatchila but not b'di'evad. Right, and the brisa that says that what's it called, the truma, you could take even lechatchila as Rav Meir. Rav Meir says even lechatchila you don't have to hear. So now we have taka three shitas. We have the shita of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who Rav Yehuda said, which could be Rav Yehuda's shita too, that lechatchila not b'di'evad yes. We have Rav Yossi who clearly says even b'di'evad not, and we have Rav Meir who says lechatchila yes. Okay. The hash of the Oshis Lahachi Lashmi, the high plugs of Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir, now that we already uncovered a Tana who says the Pharisee that Lechatchila is Mutter, Rav Meir, Afilu Tame Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Bekriyash Mayotza Dievet in Lechatchila alone. Now we don't have to say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in order to find a Tana who's the Tana of the Truma case, which is Lechatchila. Now we have another Tana who could be the Truma case, Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda himself could hold only B'dievet. And now we can go back and say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. And it's only talking lechatchila. And the case of Birkas HaMazon, which is only Bidi Eved, is also Rabbi Yehuda. With the Kasha law on Hadi Yehuda Bereid Rav Shim Ben Pazi, money, lo Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. And the Kasha we had, so who does Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rav Shim Ben Pazi, who says lechatchila, you can take Truma and make a bracha, doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, goes like Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir he, demachshu lechatchila. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yehuda machshu b'kotn. Rabbi Yehuda says that a kotn is kosher. V'tanya omar Rabbi Yehuda kotn ha'yisi v'korisi olamala mi Rabbi Tarfun eskein in belud. I was a kotn, and I read the Megillah, what's it called, in front of the zekeinim, in front of Rabbi Tarfun eskeinim in belud. Amrlo emavin raimen ha'kotn. No, it's no raya. Even though the halacha is that a cotton is believed when he's a gadol to say what he saw when he was a cotton by dinei d'rabbanan, right? See, there's two reasons why it's no good. One is it could be Megillah has a din d'oraisa, like we've said many times. So cotton is not believed when he's a gadol to say what he saw when he was a cotton on inyanei d'oraisa. Or over here, it could be there's no raya. It's true that he read the Megillah. Who said he was motzi then? Maybe they read already. And they just did it to let him, you know, what's it called, to let him practice. Just like it says that you don't stop children from blowing shofar, not to be motzi, you stop, they can blow shofar. You want to read the Megillah, Gzunter Hay. And they sat and listened to him, al tzchinuch. But not because they were yotzi for him, they already were yotzi. He didn't know that. He was a cotton. So he didn't find out what was going on. He thought that they were being yotzi with him, but they were just, what's it called, accommodating him. So therefore there's no... What?
That would be misleading chinuch.
No, it's not misleading chinuch. They wanted him to lay in the Megillah. He wasn't given an incentive.
No, but they're teaching him that it was cotton.
No, so next time a gadol will know they can't be motzi. You know, the cotton doesn't have to make the psak, the gadol has to make the psak. Tanya Om Rebbe, cotton ha'yishi v'kirisi l'malem mi Rebbe Yehuda. I was a cotton and I read the Megillah by Rebbe Yehuda. Om Rolo, ain't within rhyme and a matter. I know, ain't a chanami. Rebbe Yehuda holds that a cotton is okay. Right, so he can't bring the araya that since he did it by Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is like that. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds it's okay. So, the lame rule ain't within Raman HaKotten. Why don't you say a better thing? Even if Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be the matter, you can't bring araya from there because ain't within Raman HaKotten. Chavavot kom rule. There are two reasons why. One is that you can't bring araya from a Kotten. Even if Megillah would be considered the Rabbanah, and it would be good edus that they said to him, please be motzi us. We haven't lain Megillah yet. So he that was part of the testimony. Still, he can't bring a raya from this because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds his mutter. But in a chanami, the chacham argue on him. Chada the cotton ha'isa. Hold up, people goggle ha'isa mevi'in raya min amata. Even if you be a goggle, it wouldn't be any raya, because you can't bring a raya that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was mata. He's the one who holds it. Okay, so the shitosa, it's good, but in a chanami, the halacha is not like that. Rashi. Min amata, Rabbi Yehuda shekorisa lefonav. Who amata is a cotton? Ve'in lechol ha'vi raya mimenu shari rab mechokin lov. What's a raya? That's the halacha. Right? You did it over there because Rabbi Yehuda held it was mutter, but there's no raya that the halacha is like that. And, so the ma'isa, what's it called? If a cotton shegiya lechinuch is chayiv in Megillah, there's still a shayla whether it can be motzi a gadol. Rabbi Yehuda holds he could, but the chacham holds he can't. Okay, even a cotton shegiya lechinuch. Why? Because the halacha is that a person who didn't eat kedei shviya, he only ate a chiyuv derabbanan. And a cotton could be motzi him yidei birkas hamazon, right? So, because the cotton is only chayim in the rabbanon, and the gadol is chayim in the rabbanon. So here it's also so. Megillah is the rabbanon. Cotton is chayim in the rabbanon, the gadol is chayim in the rabbanon. So why can't a cotton, according to the rabbanon, be motzi a gadol yidei chiyuva? So, one second. So, some shitas hold that a cotton is not chayim at all. And the chiyuv is on the father to mechanech. But there's no chiyuv on a cotton. If that's the case, then first of all, how can Rabbi Yehuda hold that a cotton can be motzi? So they say that by Megillah is different, because Megillah says apein hayuv also anes. That's how a mechayev women. So a cotton is no worse. They also were part of the nes, right? It was mikotn viad gadol. So taf v'noshim. So therefore, by Megillah it's different. Megillah there is a chiyuv on the cotton. That could be the. And they ask Lechor, then how about by benching? So by benching it says the Farish. A cotton who's chayiv in the Rabbanan could be motzi, a gadol is also chayiv in the Rabbanan. Lechor, if the cotton's not chayiv in anything. So there they say that the gadol is also not really chayiv. You didn't eat kedei svi, it's only a chumra bi'alma. Shitas HaTosfos, to bench. Or it's like chinuch, right? We're machmir al atzmeinu, kezayis, and kebeir, not to come to kedei svi and not bench. So it's similar to the kind of chiyuv that a cotton has. Where there are people who are mechuyev to train him also, you're mechuyev to train yourself to bench, so you don't come to a situation where you'll eat kedei svia and not bench. So benching is an exception. But all other cases, the cotton's not chayiv, and really can't be motzi anybody. That is one sheet. Then there's a second sheet. The cotton really is chayiv. Chinuch is a chiyuv on the cotton, midrabban. But by benching, it's talking where the gadol didn't eat kedei svia, so he's chayiv midrabbanan. And the cotton ate kedei shviya, so he's also a chad rabbanan. But ein hachinami, if the gadol, what's it called, didn't eat kedei shviya, and the cotton didn't eat kedei shviya, so the cotton's a traitor rabbanan, he can't be motzi a chad rabbanan. Right? That's what the different sheet that we don't know. Everybody holds like that, but there's a difference. Same thing over here. The cotton is a traitor rabbanan. Megillah is the rabbanan, and the cotton would be chayiv only with the rabbanan, even if it was deraisa. So he's two levels of cotton of the rabbanan. And the gadol is one level of the rabbanan, you can't be motzi. And the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold there's a difference between chad and trade the rabbanan. Another reason is that a cotton really could be motzi a gadol if the cotton himself wasn't yotze yet. But we're afraid that if we let him be motzi a gadol when he wasn't yotze, he'll be motzi him when he was yotze. And being motzi somebody when you're motzi is only because of arevas. And a cotton doesn't have any arevas. Right? He's not orate for gedolim. So in Mela, if he's yotze already, he surely can't be motzi a gadol. So they made a gzera that a cotton can't be motzi a gadol ever, even if he wasn't yotze yet, because we're afraid that he will be yotze when he surely can't be motzi a gadol, because that's a din of arevas, that he'd be motzi him too. Okay. Women, whether they can be motzi or not, doesn't mention a woman. Right, so some hold in a chanami, a woman can be motzi a man. Others hold no. Women are only chayiv because of apein hayuba oso hanes, not because of the ikur chiyuv of the rabban and the megillah. So it's a different chiyuv. You can't be motzi a man. And some say that a woman is only chayiv in shmiya and not in kriya. Memele she can't be motzi a man. So there's two different shitas. One is a woman could be motzi a man. One is a woman can't be motzi a man for various reasons. Okay, let's go on. Ain korins of Megillah, v'lo molin, v'lo tovlin, v'lo mazin, v'chein shomeres yom keneged yom, v'lo titbol, ad shetonei tzachama. V'kulon shosem yishol amud ha-shachar kosher. You're not allowed to read the Megillah, or do bris milah, or be tovel, or mazin, right? And Rashi learns, we'll see, tovel means that, okay, we'll see, what's it? Or be mazin, may nida, may chatos, poraduma, the chain shomeris yom keneged yom, lo titpol, achetone tachama. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss what a shomeris yom keneged yom is. She cannot be tovel except after Netzachama. But the evidence if they did it from Alos HaShachar is good enough. The reason is that until sunrise, it's not clearly day. Then it's clearly day. Before sunrise, you could make a mistake. Right? Really, from Alos HaShachar on, it's daytime. But it's not clear. So they said, any mitzvah that's in the daytime, wait till Netzachama, you know for sure it's day. But the evidence if you did it from Alos HaShachar, it's day. But we're just afraid you may do it before Alos HaShachar, since it's not clear between before Alos HaShachar and after Alos HaShachar. So, lechatchili, you shouldn't do mitzvahs of the day from Alos HaShachar till Netzachama. The Di'eved from Alos HaShachar is called day. Rashi, v'lo tovlin, mishiyagia shvi lezov, ulatomei meis. Right, the tomei meis, or a zov, who the seventh day comes. So, ain omri mishachsheich, or b'knis l'shvi, or litvol. We don't say you can tovel the night before. He has to be tovel in the daytime itself. Okay? Afogav delaila tchilas yomhi, even though night is the beginning of day, normally, and halachas that apply to that date start at night, right? Yisro chametz starts the night before. The mitzvah matzah starts the night before, right? Hacha yom ba'in, and here you need day. It has to be in the day. Afogav mishaover hayom, motor litpo v'layla. But once that day goes by, you could be tovel at night. It's not a halacha, you can't be tovel at night. You can't be tovel until the daytime of the seventh day. That's the idea. The Gemara learns out where we know that. That it has to be dafka in the daytime of the seventh day. But once the seventh day passes by, the tefillah could be day or night.
Eighth day?
The same?
Or the seventh day or the eighth day?
The eighth, the night of the eighth, you could be tovel.
No, the day of the... In the day
the Zav on the seventh day could be Tovel. The Chain Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. But more before Maishno, the Nokat Laha, Suba, and Fenafsha. Why does it mention Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom? It's the same halach as a Zav, or whatever. Why is this different? But Tanali ain't Tovel. We said you can't be Tovel, right, until the daytime. Why is the Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom different? Adhon Eitzachama, Sheyotza Misofik Laila. Right? Because then it's till then it's a Sufik Laila. We don't know if it's day or night because it's not clear. From Alos HaShachar is for sure day. Shaila is, when is Alos HaShachar? Okay. From here you see also that it's not Netzachama, it's Hon Netzachama. Right, that's the proper way of saying it. Hon Netzachama, not Netzachama. Minolan, how do you know what's it called that these halachas? How do you know Megillah has to be in the daytime? The Ikr Kriya is a Megillah, the daytime Kriya. The Kriya at night, according to some, is only a minig. You don't make a bracha on it. We hold that it's a chiyuv, and you do make a bracha, but now we're talking about the daytime Megillah, which is still the Ikr. If you have a choice to hear the nighttime or the daytime, you can only hear one, you have to hear the daytime. Amar Krav, Hayomim Ho'elan Yiskorim V'Nasim B'Yom In B'Layla Lo. It says, Hayomim Ho'elan Yiskorim V'Nasim, day and not night. Le'matav it's Yuchtid Rav Shub and Levi. Dom Rav Shub and Levi, Chayivorim Likos Megillah B'Layla Shanosu B'Yom. You don't have the Yom. It's talking about the Yom, daytime Megillah. There is a nighttime Megillah too. But the Iker Megillah is the daytime. That's the one that you have to do dafkin in the daytime. The daytime Megillah has to be dafka in the daytime. Dafka in the daytime. Tosus says in Kedushin, why do you need a pasuk then to tell me oso kasher tziva oso elokim velo oso to memayit a woman from the chiyuv of maling her child? It's a mitzvah sheshas man groma. Right, the chora it's only in the daytime, not at night. So mitzvah seishas shasma groma. So many terutzim. One is that I might think that a mitzvah seishas shasma groma, which is chayiv kores like mila, is not exempted. Only mitzvahs like tefillin, mezuzah, we learn it from, they're not chayiv kores. Others say that mila is for mila shelo bismano. It's machlokas whether mila after the eighth day could be done at night or not. Machlokas, according to the Man Yomer, says that Mila after the eighth day could be done even at night, It's not anymore a mitzvah say shazman groma. Others say lechora, it's a mitzvah say shazman groma. You can't do it before the eighth day. But that's not called zman groma. That's called the leida. It doesn't make it, it doesn't know no set time. Whenever the leida was, 8 days later, you can mal the child. And before 8 days, not. That's not called zman groma. That's the leida is going. That thing, not the zman. Not a specific time. Others say that the mitzvah of mila over here is not the actual doing the mila. The chiyuv of the father is to see to it that the child is mal, and therefore calling up the mo'el or whatever could be done at night. So therefore it's not the mitzvah of making sure your child is mal is not a mitzvah say shazman grom. Enochinami, women are potter from bris mila themselves, because it's not because the mitzvah say shazman grom either. Right? There's other reasons why she's potter. Right? But the ma'isa, what's it called, to be mal her child, that's a different kind of mitzvah. That's not only biyom, that's even belaila to make the arrangements. V'lo tovim v'lo mazim d'chsi v'hizo hator al atome by yom hashvi the iskish tvila l'hazoya. Now this tvila is a shayla, which tvila we're talking about. So Tosfos brings down there's two tvilas. There's a tvila before your makabel hazoya and a tvila after. And the tvila before could be even at night. The tvila after has to be dafka in the daytime, right? That has to be what's it called? After the hazoah. Before your mazah, you have to have tefila in order that the hazoah should take effect, and that could be even at night. And the hazoah after the tefila has to be dafka in the daytime. The tefila after the hazoah has to be dafka in the daytime. What's it called? Others say that it's not talking about tefila of a person. It's talking about tefila of the ezo. You have to dip it into the mechatos in the daytime. Not only does the actual hazoya have to be in the daytime, but even the tvila that you dipped it into the water has to be in the daytime too. That's two different sheets. Okay. V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom lo titpol atshetoni tzachama pshita, right? L'chora maishlo shomeres yom keneged yom mikol chayvi tvilas. We just said now that everybody who's chayva tvila on the seventh day, or whatever day it is, has to do it during the daytime, not the night before. The Gemara says, Itzriah. Solka daitach amina tahavi kariya rishon l'shol zov. The riya rishon l'shol zov is kish l'balkeri. Dichsiv zos toras hazov asher titzei minem ashich v'zera. Ma balkeri tova b'yom, hay nomi litbul b'yomei. Right? Right? Well, the havamina is like this. See the Rashi. Kiktani atche tehei han okay the iskish tevila the chsi b'seite v'rochatz b'mayim v'uadin l'zov v'zov. Hachi garsina pshita ma'ishna shomeres yom keneged yom shomeres yom keneged yom la'achas shekolu shiva yemei nida. What is a shomeres yom keneged yom? A woman the first time she sees dam is tamei for 7 days. No matter if she saw 1 day, 6 days, whatever, she's tamei for 7 days, and that next night after the 7 days finished she can go to the mikvah. That a nida could be tovel at night. She doesn't have to do it in the daytime. The other rabbi, she has to be tovel at night. So 7 days she's tamei, and the eighth day already the night before she can go to the mikvah. So nida is not included in this. A nida dafka is tovel at night. She could be tovel the next day too, but she could be tovel at night. Then after those 7 days go by, now she has 11 days where she could become a zava. So she waits, right? So and a zava is only a zava if she sees 3 days in a row in those 11 days. So she's a nida, and she went to the mikveh, and now she's tahor. And now it's her eighth day from the time that she started being a nida. Okay, she's tahor now, and she waits to see if she's going to see dam. If she sees dam on the eighth day, then she's shomeres yom. She waits to see what's going to be the next day. She sees dam the next day. She doesn't see any dam the next day. She goes to the mikveh in the morning and she could become tahor. Okay? If she sees dam that next day, then she's soser and she has to wait another day and see what's going to be. The next day she goes to the mikveh. If she sees dam that next day, she's a zava and she can't go to the mikveh again until she counts shiva nikiyim. Okay. So that's called shomeres yom keneged yom. Any day in the 11 days between her nida cycles, she can become a zava if she sees 3 days in a row. If she sees 1 day, she is shomer that day, right? Is tovel the next day. If she sees that next day too, she's shomer that day, and she sees if she sees the next day, she's a zava. Okay. Shiva shemei nivah nechnosin yud aleph yom akrim yemei ziva. Those are the days she could possibly become a zava. Shim tira behem gimel yom retzufim harei zava utauna sfira shiva v'karba. If she sees 3 days in a row in those 11 days, then she becomes a zava. She doesn't become tar until she has 7 clean days, and she has to bring a carbon in the end of the 7 clean days when she goes to the mikvah. On the 8th day, she brings a carbon. In tira yom echad shomeris yom lemachras tovelis. She sees 1 day, she guards that day. She can't go to the mikvah on that day, right? And she goes to the mikvah the next morning. If she doesn't see any more, fine, she's tar, right? This is what we learn from Psukim. So a woman who saw 1 day in the 11 days between her nidos, that day she's shomer, right? She's tame. Next morning she can go to the mikvah, and if she doesn't see after that, fine. If she sees the next day, same process. She watches that day, she can't go to the mikvah that day. She goes the next morning, if she doesn't see any more, she's fine. If she sees that next, the 3rd day, then she's a zava. Okay. Tahavi, Samar says, what was the havamina? Tahavi hach riya shal zava, ke riya rishona shal zav, te iskish lebal keri. I might think that the first riya, or the second one for that matter, right, have the din of a bal keri, right? Dechsiv zos toras azov, asher teitsevi menashich lezera. The Torah compares a Zav to a Balkeri. A Zav also becomes a Zav only after 3 times, except it doesn't have to be 3 days, it could be 3 times in the same day. It's the difference between a Zav and a Zav. But the first Riyah that he sees, he could go to the mikvah that night. He sees it in the daytime, he goes to the mikvah that night. That's the regular case of a Balkeri. A Kohen is a Balkeri, can't eat Truma. When does he go to the mikvah? At Seisa Kohavim. And then he can eat his first Mishnah in Brachas. Mishasha Kohanim Nichlasim Lecho Betrumas. And they went to the mikvah, right, in the daytime. They need Harav Shemesh, right? They went in the daytime of the that day, but you go in the night of that day too. So same thing, I might think that a Shomeris Yom can go to the mikvah the night after the day she saw the Dav. She doesn't have to wait till the next day. Right? Chada Ziva, Ksiv Hacha, V'hainu Re'iya Rishon. It's talking about the first Re'iya of a Zav. He's not a Zav yet. He's not about Keri either, because Ziva and Keri are two different things. They look different. But it's the same halacha. That's what I might think. Vasher teitsi menashich vazera hainu balkeri. Mishum, okay, Samara says, v'habi yomama lo masi tavla. Dichsiv, 1 second. So I might think, hai nami litbo biyome, right? V'habi yomama lo masi tavla. She can't be tavla that daytime because she's still waiting to see if she's going to, that day she saw dam. Call your mezova, kemishka nidasi yella. Right, all that day she remains as not a zava, but she remains a shomeris yom. So she can't go to the mikvah that day, the day she saw the dam. So I might think that she can go the night after. Right, belayla miyasli avid mitzashim more of a titpo. She should be shomer a little bit to see that she didn't see dam at night, and then go to mikvah at night. Kamash Malon, Kivan, the boy Sfira be a mama who, since she has to, it says the Sofra, she has to count those days, 3 days in a row, so she doesn't know yet if she's going to have be able to count that day or not, right, as a second day, maybe she's okay. So at night, there's no Sfira. It has to be that a time that you can count, and counting is not at night. Counting has to be in the daytime. So she can't go that day because Mithairish, it says, the day she sees the dam, she can't go to the mikvah. Can't go at night because you need some sphira. And sphira at night doesn't apply. So she has to wait till the morning. A little bit of time goes by. That's called sphira. She didn't see any dam then. She can go to the mikvah in the daytime. Okay, Mishum. Dechsiv Yihiyah Garsina. Kol Yemei Zov Tumasa Timishkav Nidasa Yihiyah La. The half Krabariya Shomeris Yom Kedeged Yom Koi. Something where she saw one of the days or two of the days, she's not at a Zava yet. So that whole day she's Tomei. She's not going to have to go to the mikvah. That whole day for sure, she remains Tomei. Niribi kol yimei darshin lo meseches nida. Bamrin hasam yi elam alamish soferes echad le echad. Each day she has to count that full day, right? And then she can go to the mikvah. She has to count a little bit of the next day. So I might think she can count a little bit of the next day already from the night of that day, right? Hilkach b'layla miyos tiktol da'av the tzashimwa. She'll make a little bit of shmira the night of the second day, and then she'll go to the mikvah that night. Kamash malah, no, that kiven d'hai echad le'echad mishum svira hi midugma svira zayin, similar to when she has to count seven clean days. Here she's counting the day to see if she's going to remain clean that day and not become a zava. Call svira diyamamahi. Svira has to be in the daytime. No svira at night. Svira is in the daytime. Shiva nekiyim, she has to what's it called, make her bedikas or svira in the daytime. So too, shomeris yom has to make the svira in the daytime, the mela. The day that she saw the dam, she surely can't go to the mikvah because that whole day the Torah says she's tummy. She has to have a little bit of shmira of the next day before she can go to the mikvah. So I might think, let that little bit of shmira be the night, and go to the mikvah at night. Kamash Malan, shmira has to be in the daytime, and therefore she can't go to the mikvah till the next day after a little bit of the day passed by. Svira di yamama hechiva sofra lo shivas yomim, because by the shivas nikiyim, it says the sofra lo shivas yomim. So we learn from there that any time she needs svira has to be in the day and not at night. Since what's it called? Till she goes down, there's a second. So it's not a rush of amount of time that you have to wait. It's even a second goes down.